And I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. It was just crazy. We looked at each other like, what?
Are we really ready for this moment? Like, we were so excited and like we knew it was gonna happen. But then in that moment of like, holy cow, like this is actually happening.
I took that onesie and I made a cute little sign that said, hi, daddy, I can't wait to meet you. And I put the positive test and I laid it all out on our dining room table. And then I sat for like 2 hours.
You've landed on the From Bumps to Birth podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Hamley. As a crazy mom of six and a diehard birth geek, I created this space for parents to come and share their unique journeys to parenthood. Whether it's been smooth sailing or bumps along the way, there's no journey alike. So help me in honoring these stories and sit back, relax, and let your inner birth geek indulge.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. Today is a very exciting day because I have a kind of a big announcement. We've been busy behind the scenes kind of trying to revamp the podcast, get her back alive. I've been saying that for a while. And just life has kind of gotten in the way. But I have come up with a really good solution and a really good addition to the podcast that I'm really excited to share with you today. So we're going to be adding a co-host. You guys are going to be kind of familiar with this young lady. Her name is Javonna Brock. She's actually shared two birth stories on the podcast. The last episode actually was her, and then she had one back in 2020, I think. It might have been 2021. But phenomenal stories, loved them. She's a birth fanatic. She's a diehard when it comes to it. We always have great conversations. She's a doula in training, so she's got really up-to-date education and does a lot of research. And she is also a very, very dear friend of mine. We've been longtime friends. And we've seen each other through several seasons of life. And so ultimately, I just had this realization one day, like, Javonna's the girl. I need her to be on my team. I need her for this podcast because she's the it girl. And I just appreciate her taking me up on my offer. She's just really passionate and empathetic and compassionate. And she's just so supportive of everyone and any kind of birth. And so without further ado, Javonna, thank you for coming back. And thank you for taking on the task of being my new co-host.
Thank you. What an introduction. That's so very nice. Thank you. I'm super excited to be here. I am completely honored to have been asked to be your co-host and to just share with all of our audience, all of our friends, all of our family, and all the men and women across the world that listen, to just share stories and some education and knowledge. And, you know, people don't have to feel like they're going through things alone.
For sure. So let's kind of talk about and share with the audience kind of what they can expect from us going forward, how this is kind of going to work out. I'll kind of start out with it and you can just fill in as you see fit, Javonna. So ideally, Javonna and I are going to work as a team. We may be both on each episode, or not each episode, but sometimes both of us will be on the episode talking to our guest. Sometimes Javonna will be solo. Sometimes I'll be solo. But our main goal here is to really get this revived, get it revamped, get people interested again. And really just have a very safe space for people, parents of all walks of life to come and share their stories, no matter what that looks like, whether it's been beautiful the whole way through, or there's been trauma, or things have gone unexpected or taken a different path than what you had expected. So we really want to focus on that. We don't want it to be solely based on like one type of birth, such as, you know, home birthing or natural birthing. We want anybody of any type of birth and any experience to feel safe in sharing their story, because truly, I mean, I think Giovanna can agree with this, that it can be very therapeutic just sharing their story start to finish.
Yes, absolutely. 100% agree with that. You know, so oftentimes, even just in normal, uncomplicated pregnancies, women can feel alone in what they're going through. And so to be going through something that's hard or scary or triggering or traumatic or any kind of emotion that makes you feel like you're going crazy or you are just doing something wrong or anything like that, which none of that is true. But being able to talk with other people who have experienced those same kind of things is very therapeutic, very important. And we want to have this space be a safe space to do that for all of you.
Yeah. And I just kind of want to talk about a few things too. Like I mentioned, things not so amazing, because there truly is almost always somebody out there that is dealing with something very, very similar as you may be. For example, miscarriage, stillborn, postpartum, difficult postpartum period, or not periods, but you know, postpartum, that fourth trimester, ultimately not being as rainbows and butterflies as you would have expected, you know, infertility, things like that. I want people who want to share those things, I want them to be able to share them, because you just never know whose life you're going to truly touch. And I'm going to be, or we are going to be, really trying to get more of those out there, because that's what the people want. The people want things that are relatable. And so, yeah, I just want, if you're listening to this and you've questioned, you know, yourself, whether you want to share, please, please, if you feel any sort of, you know, inkling to want to share your story, no matter what that looks like, we are here for you. And we are definitely ready to share your, or to share your story with the world if you are. So please don't be hesitant at all. Or if you are, reach out to us and chat with us, and we'll do our best to help you feel comfortable with that.
Yes, we, in the midst of just sharing your story, we also want to listen to what you have to say, to help you validate your feelings or know that your feelings are validated. Because that's important too. So oftentimes when we're talked to about different things or we share different things, our feelings are invalidated, and we don't want that for you. We want it to be very safe, and we want to listen, and we want to share and help you be able to go get through whatever it is that you're getting through or have gone through, and be a support for you.
See, guys, this is why I asked Giovanna to be here with us, because very well said, exactly that. Validation is a huge, huge aspect to this. And it's actually very important to me, because very recently, and I will share this a different day, my story a different day, but I went through a very, very traumatic loss in March. And although I have dealt with loss before, this was a kind of a different level for myself personally. And the story was just, it's still just very new and very raw and fresh. Those feelings are still very fresh. And I found myself struggling to feel relatable to anybody, or that my feelings that I'm having are valid, because I feel like so often these things are just not, like, they're not spoke about. And that really sucks. It really does. And I still struggle to this day. You know, I'm about 4 months post loss. And I still struggle to this day, just feeling really alone in my thoughts and my feelings. And that's why I thought no better time than now to really get this podcast going and get my story out there, get other people's stories out there, and just relate to one another and be there and a shoulder to lean on, because it's so important. It is so important, and it makes a world of difference just finding at least one person on this planet who knows what you mean and what you're talking about, or at least just validates that and doesn't make you feel like a crazy person. So,
yeah, exactly. 100% agree.
And don't get me wrong. Like, if you had the most amazing experience on the planet, we want those too. Okay. It's really important to me to hear these stories that were just phenomenal and amazing. Javonna had a wonderful home birth, her last birth, and it was just the bee's knees. And I absolutely loved hearing her story and how her dream really came true.
Yeah. Yes, this podcast is really for you, our audience. Whatever experience that you had or are going through, it's for you. And we want to hear them, and we want to share them, and we want to laugh and cry with you, and we want to just soak up the moments with you. And you know, that means the wonderful, glorious home birth like I had, but it also means the really hard, traumatic, difficult, sad experiences that women have gone through. You know, our podcast isn't butterflies and rainbows of birth and pregnancy and postpartum. It's bumps to birth, and it's all the bumps along the way into birth and even postpartum. And it not just the immediate 6 weeks postpartum, but, you know, there's women that have had hard issues with postpartum a year, 2 years, or even 3 years out. And it's important to talk about those things.
For sure. I'm really excited. I can't wait to start getting some people in, and hopefully we will get at least an episode a week. That's our goal.
That's our goal.
We're both very busy moms. I have 6 children, and Javonna has 3, 2 which are very, very young. And so we're going to do our best at trying to get things consistent and keeping you guys ready and waiting for each week for what we have to release to you. So,
yes, I'm so excited. So excited. And I'm so honored. Every birth story that I hear, every experience that is shared with me, every moment that is shared with me, I'm just so honored to have been able to hear that. And it just makes me emotional, and I love it.
Same here. Birth geeks to the max. It's just, it's the way of life. And I'm so thrilled that there's so many people out there like us that are just obsessed with birth, no matter what. So,
yes.
It makes the life way better, way more interesting, especially when you're listening to something that you're just completely obsessed with. So,
agree.
But so again, I'll just kind of, if you guys are interested in sharing your story, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We do have an Instagram page and it's called From Bumps to Birth. You can message us there. Javonna has a Facebook, Javonna Brock on Facebook, if you want to reach out to her. Myself, Ricky Hamley, on Facebook as well. I'm also on Instagram. I think Javonna is also on Instagram too, personally, if you can't find the page or you just feel comfortable talking to one of us.
Yep.
You'll get an answer one way or another. We do have an email too, from bumpstobirth @gmail.com if you want to go that way. Social media is probably the better route just because those are checked way more frequently during the day than my email is, but I do check my email if that's your only way, because some people don't have social media. So if that's what you prefer, then the avenue is open for you as well. So.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Javonna, I appreciate you hopping on here this evening and sharing the great news. And I look forward to many, 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 many fun episodes with you.
I am super excited about it too. And I look forward to co-hosting with you.
Thanks so much.
Hey friends, this concludes today's episode, but be sure to catch up on all of our past episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you or someone you know are interested in sharing your story, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on Instagram, From Bumps to Birth, or you can message me personally, Ricky Hamley, on Facebook or Instagram. Your love and support mean so much to me. So, my fellow birth geeks, until next time. Thank you.